Thank you. Good morning. You've seen that for this martial music, I have taken the combat jacket. You know, I think it was appropriate. Well, first I want to thank the Chancellor, President Jafarian, and the Vice Chancellor Araf Karaman for their invitation, and of course also Dr. Nekoufar for the organization of this very interesting seminar with all his team. I was very moved by the ceremony concerning our former colleague Charles Oberling, and also by the visit of the museum yesterday. I was interested in seeing the skull of this man from the Lauriston with his tools, and I understand that we have made some progress, not in everything, but we have made some progress concerning technology. I want also to congratulate Dr. Nekoufar for his talent for singing. I'm sure it's also useful to comfort patients, and maybe there is a future for you in La Scala or in Bayreuth, I don't know, somewhere. Congratulations. The topic I want to address is about the evaluation of the internationalization policy of universities. You know that university proliferation is an indicator of the universalization of science. There has been, in the last centuries, a very large growing number of universities, from the first one in Bologna, but maybe also a first one in Gundishapur. I don't know, we have to check that, but probably it may be the case. In Europe, in 1490, there were 29 universities. In 1790, 143, and in July 2015, I looked at the ranking web of universities, 23,729 universities were recorded. Universities are present in the poorest and in the most isolated countries. I will not say which countries are the poorest and the most isolated, but I'm sure you know that. So this is the first thing. The second thing is that there has been a progressive enlargement of the science-oriented university framework. It started with education through transmission of science. It was the framework for example, the European Middle Age University. Then it extended to the university doing, of course, education through transmission of science, plus science production through research, and it is the university, Berlin University model of 1810. And later, the framework was still enlarged through what was called reaching beyond the walls. It was mentioned as service, it can be mentioned as social responsibility of university, it can be also identified through innovation, expertise, engagement in the world of commerce. And this was certainly characteristic of some North America universities from the 1970s. The progress in higher education is clearly based on the concept of quality. The concept of quality, of course, is not specific to the higher education field, but it was applied to the higher education field in order to promote its continuous improvement through the repeated use of self-assessment, external assessment by competent and independent experts, and transparency about the results of these assessments. This concept of quality led to the identification of various types of application in the field of higher education. For example, the scope of quality assessment is presently applied to all the higher education programs, from bachelor degree, master degree, doctoral degree, also to research activities. I'm not talking only about the analysis of the quality of each individual research production, but I'm talking about the quality of the research units, of the organisations, the structures which are organised for research, and of course also the quality of higher education and research institutions. And this activity is implemented through the role of professionalized quality assurance agencies, or institutions which exist now in many countries. And also, and that's a very important point, through the independent assessment of these quality assurance agencies to make sure that they are really fit for purpose in terms of quality assessment. This is the role in Europe, for example, of the European Network for Quality Assurance and of the European Quality Assurance Registry. What about now internationalization? It's clear that trust about quality is a main driver for the internationalization of science in Europe. If Erasmus was a success, it's clearly because there was enough trust in the quality of education which was provided in one country or in another. There was no hesitation that if a student was sent to Santiago de Compostela, it was good, or to Tübingen, it was good. So it was the trust in the quality of education which was a main driver for the internationalization of science within the European context, but I'm sure that it's exactly the same on the international scene. What is behind internationalization of science? I'm not an expert on this, and I've learned a lot yesterday listening and today listening to the various presentations, but it can be, of course, identified through the mobility of students, through the mobility of professors, through the international higher education programs, through the international cooperation for research, through the international partnerships between higher education and research institutions. And as I told you, it was a strong driver in the European context. The question of the quality of the internationalization policy of the university is the topic which I want now to address. It should be assessed during the evaluation of a university by a quality assurance agency. As you know, the topics which are addressed during the evaluation of a university can be identified in this list. What is the institutional positioning, development and partnership strategy of the institution, including university hospitals? What is the policy for governance and piloting? What is the strategy for research and education? What is the strategy for success for students? What is the strategy for valorization and scientific culture? And finally, what is the strategy for international relationships? This is assessed when a quality assurance agency assesses a university. The framework to assess the quality of the internationalization policy of a university can be defined through a series of questions. First, is there an international policy which is defined, implemented, and followed up? That's the first question. Is there a strategy for internationalization in this university? Second, is such a policy coherent with the international policy of the main partners? And of course, the question is, which are the main partners? In some countries, clearly the national state is a main partner because it has a strong weight on the university. In some other countries, universities are more independent and the partners may be of different nature. It may be a regional political authority. It may be the economical environment in a region. So the question of the identification of the main partners is essential. Is the international policy shared by the university components and faculty and coherent with the educational and research international programs? That's a key question because sometimes the international policy is a sort of a cherry on a cake, but completely dissociated from the rest of the university. The faculty and the components of the university do not care about this international policy. This is quite frequent. Is such a policy a factor of development of the attractivity of the university? Are there objective facts which demonstrate such a consequence? And finally, this was discussed this morning. This is important and difficult because everybody wants to defend his own language, but also every scientist wants to be able to communicate easily. So the question of the coherence with the foreign language policy of the university is extremely important. In order to analyze the quality of the internationalization policy of a university, of course, there are first some facts to analyze. What is the number and ratio of dedicated person, including correspondence in the university components? What is the budget? If there is one person in a large university, clearly the internationalization policy will be insufficient. What is the student mobility inward and outward? But of course, you cannot include the students which have a duty to mobility. For example, in some specialties like political sciences or management, this cannot be included in the result of the internationalization policy. What is the professor's mobility? What is the number of international educational activities, sites in foreign countries, delocalized educational program or distance learning program? And I'm sure the list is not complete. Mrs. Knight detailed very, very clearly what are all these activities. The number of research partnerships, the number of institutional MOUs, the follow-up measures which are implemented to follow all this. But the facts to analyze is one thing, the quality indexes is another thing, is certainly more important. And what are the frequent observations about quality indexes? I'm talking about what we observed in the French universities. Some are good, some are less good. And for example, in some cases, a specific internationalization policy with definition of geographical and thematic priority areas and with a plan for action is absent. There is an international department, but there is no policy. In some other cases, if a specific internationalization institutional policy is defined, it is not shared as a strategic vision, and international adaptations to priorities are not implemented at the level of faculty, research units, or university components. So it's a sort of a construction which is without interaction with the whole university. In some cases, the international department is more dedicated to the support of individuals rather than to the international institutional policy. In some other cases, follow-up of partnership is not implemented. Little attention is paid to identify obstacles to mobility in the context of MOUs. You have a tenth of MOUs, but without any consequences. That's quite frequent, unfortunately. And finally, little attention is paid to the quality of the educational programs organized abroad. And this is a source of worry in the recipient countries, because they say, well, are we sure that the programs that you're organizing in our countries are of good quality? So the accent should particularly be placed on the exported or the program which are organized in foreign countries. As a conclusion, I would like to say that students have great expectations in terms of mobility and access to higher education at the international level. Research is increasingly internationalized. In a knowledge-based world, the internationalization policy of a university should be one of its main strategies, as important as the research and education strategy. And with the support of the state, such a policy deserves a strong attention to quality and evaluation. Thank you very much for your attention.